Tanya for the 29th day of Adar is in Perek Lamed Zayin, Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, page 178, about 6-7 lines from the bottom. The line begins, Yafal Pikein. The Rebbe is talking about the great advantages that there is to the study of Torah over the doing of mitzvahs. And we mentioned 6 different virtues that there exists in Torah over the mitzvahs that we do, and yet the ikir is the doing of the mitzvah. The af al pikein, and after all is said and done, amr rizal, the sages say that loy hamedrish ikir, that it is not the study that is primary, Allah hamaiseh, but the doing. Vahayim lasei samksiv, and the day, which means this world, is for the purpose of doing, not more so than than for the purpose of learning. And that's why we interrupt the study of Torah, in order to fulfill a mitzvah when there's no one else around to fulfill the mitzvah. Why do we interrupt the study of Torah for the sake of a mitzvah? When we are told that Talmud Torah is higher, it's because Mishum Kize Kol Ha'odam V'Tachlis B'Yosei, because this is the essence of the Jew and the purpose for his existence. V'Yiridosei La'Elam Hazeh, and the reason for which he comes down into this world, as the Rebbe started explaining the purpose of the Beinani, that even though he can't make his animal soul, the essence of the animal soul, which primarily means the emotions of the animal soul, although he can't transform it into holiness, yet there is purpose in his coming down into this world, and that is lihiyes lo yizborech dira b'tachteinim dafke, that God wants a dwelling place in the lower world, in the animal soul, in the body, in the physical world. And it is for God's purpose that we come down, it is for God's purpose that the neshama is here, and it is for God's purpose that we do the mitzvah. To transform the darkness into light, and that dafka, this physical world, should be filled with the presence of God, to where all the flesh, all human beings, will be able to see kenal, as mentioned earlier, the revelation of godliness in this world. Mash ein kein, on the other hand, kishe'ev shalasei sa'yidei achedim, when that particular mitzvah can be performed by others, then we don't interrupt the Torah, ein mevatlin talmud Torah, even though the whole Torah is merely an explanation of the mitzvahs that we're supposed to do, so why do we put the learning before and over the doing? Because it is a higher level of godliness, it is the Chabad of godliness, and by studying Torah, he brings down on himself. He brings to himself a greater light, infinitely greater, incomparably greater, than through the mitzvahs, shehein evarim demalko, which are compared to the limbs of the king. And that's why, in order to have this higher revelation, we don't interrupt the study of Torah for the sake of a mitzvah, when the mitzvah can be done through somebody else, because the mitzvah's primary purpose is to create a dwelling place for God, so that it's not so crucial as to who does it. As long as it's getting done, and God has the dira that he wants, b'tachteinim, then once that is taken care of, there is also an advantage and a maila to the study of Torah, so that he continues to study Torah and doesn't interrupt, because he can have both. There is someone to do the mitzvah, so the dira b'tachteinim is being created, and he will bring to himself a higher revelation of a higher level of godliness through the study of Torah. V'zeh she'amar Rav Sheshes, and that's what Rav Sheshes meant when he said, Chadoyi nafshoyi, be happy my soul, because l'cho kroyi l'cho tnoyi k'meshekosim l'kemacha barichos. Epsheisha says, rejoice my soul, because I read for you and I studied for you. Which is a reference to Torah, to the two parts of Torah, the written Torah and the oral Torah. So we see two things. First of all, that Epsheisha says that the soul should rejoice because of the study of Torah. So we see that the study of Torah's advantage is that it is greater and better for the soul. It is a greater revelation for the nefesh, as we said earlier. The second thing we see is that the advantage of Torah is that it is called kroi, which means to call, to read, but also to call. That in the study of Torah, we call to God with his name, because the entire Torah is God's name. And as is explained at length elsewhere. There are basically two ways, two schools of thought, that a person can follow concerning the entire purpose of creation and the giving of Torah and the neshama coming down into this world. One way of thinking is that the entire creation and the giving of Torah and the purpose for the neshama coming into this world is all for the benefit of the human being. Because study of Torah makes you a better person. Because through coming down, the neshama gets an aliyah and gains something through it. And God created the whole world, not because he needs it, but because we need a world in which we can grow and we can accomplish something and attain some greatness for ourselves. Another way of thinking is that the world was created for God's purpose. The neshama comes down to serve God, to accomplish something for the Creator, for God, and not for itself. And that Torah and mitzvahs were given to express what it is that God wants, so that we can do for him what he wants, to fulfill Ratzon HaElyon and to carry out God's will. If we go by the theory, by the argument, that the entire scheme, the entire concept, the entire idea of creation, Torah and Neshama, is all for the benefit of man, then judging by the standards of man, by human standards, the kavana behind the mitzvah should certainly be considered greater than the mitzvah itself. The kavana of the mitzvah is the effect that it has on the human being. His love is refined, he loves God, his fear is refined, he fears God, and so on throughout all of the emotions and the kavanas that a person has in the act of a mitzvah. The act of the mitzvah itself is not as great. And that's why when we see a person doing mitzvahs, and he doesn't feel it, and he's not excited about it, and he doesn't have great kavana, we feel that it's somehow meaningless and dry and without any purpose. If, on the other hand, our assumption is the true assumption, the correct assumption, that we are here to serve God, and that we have no other purpose, and there is no other purpose other than to fulfill God's will, that the person benefits, that the neshama has an aliyah through it, that a person becomes more of a mensch, and more refined, and more together, and higher, as a result of doing God's will, that is not surprising. But that is certainly not the purpose and the original intent in creating the world, giving the Torah, and sending the neshama down into a body. The purpose is God's will. God's inner will, essential will, in that God wants a dwelling place in the lower world, as the Medrash says. And it is for this that God reveals himself, which is Torah, and God sends the neshama down into the body, and thinking along this line, making this assumption, beginning on these foundations, then it makes sense that hamaisehu ha'ikir, that the important thing is the action, because that is primarily what God wants, that fulfills his purpose, whereas the kavana that we have, and the feelings that we have, and the growth, internal growth and personal growth that takes place as a result of Aveda and so on, this is all a reward for the job, But the job itself is not to make ourselves greater. The job is to create Adida B'tachtenen. The reward for doing that is the Ava and the Yira and the understanding and the insight and the greatness that we achieve for ourselves. And only in this way can we understand the Mishnah that says that 1 hour here on earth is better than all the time in the world to come. The difficulty is the time in the world to come is the reward for being here. So how can we say that being here is greater than the reward? Usually, normally, a reward is greater than the act. That's why we do the act, for the sake of the reward. It's the reward that makes it all worthwhile. And here we're saying that being here for 1 hour on earth doing mitzvahs is more worthwhile than all the time in heaven where we're receiving the reward for those mitzvahs. So the difference is, the reward for the mitzvahs is the benefit that comes to the neshama from the mitzvah. The benefit that comes to the neshama is truly a reward. But doing the job is greater than the reward, because the job is not done for ourselves, for the reward that we will receive. We do the job because that's what the Eibishter wants. And doing what the Eibishter wants for 1 hour is greater than the greatest reward that a neshama can receive and can contain, which is human qualities or soul qualities, but that doesn't compare at all to the kavana and to the purpose or the zotzen of God, which is his zotzen pnimi, the act of the mitzvah, the creation of a dira b'tachtenen. In the Hayom Yom of the 29th day of Adar Sheni, the Rebbe writes that in one of the Sabringens, my father, meaning the Rebbe Rashab, said, God created the world and everything in this physical world from nothing. Something from nothing. And Jews are meant to make this something back into the nothing. In other words, from physical to make something godly. And this Aveda of making the physical into something godly and making the physical into a keli, into a receptacle for godliness, this is an obligation on the person. It's not that it needs to get done, and it doesn't matter who does it, but it is an obligation on every individual, and this is a chiyuv on every individual specifically.